Welcome to Narween's 1 hour yoga class, session 3. And please take a comfortable seat. You can either sit cross-legged or you can sit on your shins, which is called Vajrasana. In either position, just work your sitting bones down into the earth. Feel even weight in each of your sitting bones. And then from the sitting bones, draw the energy up. Lift up through the waist. Feel each vertebra of your spine grow longer, grow taller, until that subtle energy that runs up the back of your spine reaches out through the crown of your head. Feel your inhalation expand your back body. And as you exhale, feel a softness that comes with the exhalation. Gently slide your hands a little bit back down your thighs so you can feel the elbows hang close to the rib cage, and then gently draw the shoulder blades down the back. So you lift up your front chest. Lift up the heart area right in the middle of the chest. Then bring the palms into prayer at your heart center. Press the palms evenly. Feel the elbows nice and wide now, really wide across your collarbones. Take a moment to remember whatever you're grateful for. Count the blessings in your life. Bow your mind towards your heart in acknowledgement of these blessings. And then lift your head, open your eyes, and press back to down dog. Place your hands as wide as your shoulders. Place your feet as wide as your hips. Your first down dog of the day might be a little bit stiff, so you might like to pedal through your feet, bend one knee, bend the other. And in down dog, you really try to stretch the spine. So feel like your sitting bones, your hips, press up to the sky. Your palms press down to the earth. Reach your shoulder blades out of your neck. So draw them towards your hips. Let's get you woken up a little bit. Let's rock you forward to plank. Plank is vibrant. It's just like a push-up. Your shoulders are immediately above your wrists. Your heels are stretching long. Draw your abdominals in. Support your low back from underneath. And then exhale back to down dog. So you feel a rhythm and a pulsation in your body. And down dog is a little bit of relief, a bit of release. In plank, again, feel the fire, the heat. You rock forward to plank and you have to be determined to stay there. You lift your inner thighs. Connect to your root lock or Mula Bandha. Inner thighs in the back and low belly. You draw the energy up and into the body. And there's your root lock, this core energy. From there, exhale back to down dog. Lift up through your center. Take a big exhale through your mouth. Let everything go. Inhale into the back body and let it go. Next inhalation, plank. Exhale, draw the abdominals in deep. Squeeze the energy in the back of the thighs and puff it up to the sky. So you're full and long in the back body. Lower all the way down to your bellies. You'll point your feet and rest down. Clasp your hands behind your back. Let's start from the bottom to the top. So press your feet down, press your pubic bone down, scoop your abs up and lift your chest up. With the fingers interlaced, you can squeeze your palms and reach your hands back down towards your feet. This gentle back bend is safe because you keep pulling your abdominals in. You keep pressing your pubic bone down, your legs down. Exhale, lower down. Place your hands as wide as the mat at shoulder height. Squeeze your elbows back. Curl your toes. Lift the abdominals and press back to plank. Then down dog. Beautiful. Walk your feet to your hands up at the front of your mat and take your feet as wide as the mat. Feet are parallel. The heels spin slightly out, so the feet are perfectly parallel. Straighten the knees, hold your elbows and hang. Your neck should be lovely and loose. Nod a couple of times if you need to release the tension in your neck. Take a few good breaths here. When you inhale, fill up your back body. When you exhale, scoop your abdominals in. Really strong breaths. You inhale, fill up the back ribs, the side ribs. Exhale, ground the heels, straighten through that knee. Last time. Exhale, abs in, heels down. Now dangle your arms, roll up slowly. One vertebra at a time. Bring your feet together at the front of your mat in mountain pose, also called Tadasana. The feet are together, they're parallel. The arms are by your side. You have perfect balance in your weight from foot to foot. We'll move into sun salutations now. You inhale, sweep the arms up. You look up and embrace the sun. You exhale, bow and touch the earth. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Step or jump back, chaturanga. Inhale forward. You can take cobra or up dog. Cobra has bent elbows. Up dog has straight. Exhale back to down dog. Take three breaths in down dog. Remember, feet as wide as the hip sockets. The sitting bone points reach up to the sky. The heels reach down. Bend your knees, jump forward. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, fold to your legs. Inhale, come up, open the chest, embrace the sun. And exhale, touch the earth. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Step or jump, chaturanga. So you lower down with control. Inhale forward, cobra or up dog. Exhale back, down dog. We add on warrior one, right foot, warrior one. Press the left foot to the floor in a 45 degree angle, arms up, chest forward, hips forward. Virabhadrasana one. Down dog. Second side, warrior one, left foot. Your back foot is on an angle, allowing you to spin your back hip forward. Your hips are square to the front. Your shoulders are square to the front. The arms are straight up by the ears. Down dog. Rock forward to plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, come forward, cobra or up dog. Exhale, back to down dog. Bend your knees and jump. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, fold your chest to your legs. Inhale, come up, open the arms up, look up, and exhale, touch the earth all the way down. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Step or jump back, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Warrior one again, right foot points straight forward. Deeply bend that front knee. In warrior one, your hips try to point straight ahead. The shoulders point straight ahead. Down dog, perfect. Second side, warrior one. So you're opening up the hip of the back leg. As you press your right heel down, feel that right hip press forward. Lift your abdominals in and up. Down dog, good. Rock forward to plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, forward, cobra or up dog. Exhale, down dog. Bend your knees and jump. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, fold your chest in. Inhale, come up, open the chest, open the heart center. Exhale, touch the earth. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Step or jump back, chaturanga. Inhale, forward. Exhale, down dog. Warrior one, again. Right foot forward. Back foot to an angle. Feel like you're trying to bring the hips to square. They both point forward. Shoulders both point forward. Straighten your elbows. Draw the shoulder blades down. One more breath. Look up. Lift your chest. Lift your face. Down dog. Good. Second side. Warrior one. Deeply bend your front thigh. Connect to the pinky toe edge of your back foot. Squeeze the buttock on the back leg a little bit and scoop your abdominals in. Lift your chest, lift your face, look up. Down dog, good. Rock forward to plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, forward. Exhale, down dog. Bend your knees and jump. Straight legs as you inhale, lengthen your spine. And exhale, fold to your legs. Inhale, come up, open your chest. Exhale, touch the earth. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Step or jump, chaturanga. Up dog as you inhale. Down dog as you exhale. Warrior two, we change the hips. Right foot forward. Left leg straight, but now you open up to the side. Bend the right knee deep. Arms are out long. Your body is now turned to the side. Your hips are open to the side. You gently look over the right fingertips. And you want to bend your front thigh till it's parallel with the floor. Down dog, good. Second side, warrior two. Bend the front thigh deep. Press through the pinky toe edge of your right leg. Draw the abdominals into vertical. Drop your tailbone long. Down dog. Right foot warrior two again. How long is your step? Take a long enough step that you can bend your front thigh deep. And then dramatically, really lift your low belly. Like feel that low belly pull up to lengthen your spine. Exactly. Now feel that lift in your low belly. Straighten your legs to triangle. Two straight legs. Bring the right hand down inside the right foot. Your left arm goes straight up. Your palms face the same direction as your chest. Your hips are opening to that side. Down dog. Second side, warrior two, left foot. Deeply bend that front knee. As much as you commit to the bend in your knee, you commit to the lift through your center, your mulabandha, your root lock, your core energy. Tummy pulls up and into the body, tailbone drops down long. Lift through the crown of the head and stretch long to straighten your legs, triangle. Everything stretches long. Imagine there's a wall behind you. Try to reach your back body into the help of the wall behind you. Right hip draws back a little. Navel draws in deep. Down dog. Bend your knees and jump. Inhale, straight legs, lengthen the spine. Exhale, fold in. Inhale, come up, embrace the sun. Palms in prayer at your heart. Sit back to chair. Three breaths in Utkatasana. It's just like you're sitting in a chair, but your chest is up, your abs are strong, your shoulders are down away from the neck. Keep the shoulders on the back as you reach the arms long up to the sky. And then exhale, forward bend, straight legs. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Step or jump back, chaturanga. Inhale, forward, up dog. Exhale, back, down dog. Warrior two, again, right foot. You took a lovely long step. Your front thigh is parallel with the floor. Now bring your right hand inside your right foot to the floor. Keep your right leg bent. Bring the right hand down. Your top arm goes straight up. And then reach it over your ear. Reach your left arm over your head on a long angle. Your palm faces the floor. You reach through the pinky finger side of the hand. Lift up through the core to keep that right leg light, right hand light. Down dog, good. Second side, warrior two, left foot. You've got that lovely long step, that deep bend into your front leg. As you bring your left hand down inside the left foot, you keep light by lifting up through the core. You squeeze the back of your inner thighs, feel root lock. Stretch the right arm over your ear on a lovely long angle. The palm faces the floor. The pinky finger edge of the hand is parallel with the floor. Down dog, good. Now you have an option in life and yoga. You have options. If you feel like it, take a 5-breath child's pose. Or if you'll benefit more, take a 5-breath plank. They're just different. Child's pose will give you some cool energy, relieve your wrists, relieve your abs. Plank will build some heat. It'll fire up your body more. It'll require you to commit to your core. Lift the back of your inner thighs. Whatever you're doing, you have one more breath left. And everybody exhales back to down dog. Bend your knees and jump. Straight legs, inhale, lengthen the spine, and exhale, fold your chest in. Inhale, come up, reach the arms up. Sit back to chair, leave the arms up this time. So you're in full Utkatasana. Seat back, chest up, arms up, elbows straight. The palms are facing as if you were holding a basketball, so you could hug the energy into the armpits. And then exhale, forward bend. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Step or jump back, chaturanga. Up dog as you inhale. Down dog as you exhale. Warrior two, again, right foot. Side angle pose, again, where you bring the hand down and the top arm up and over your ear. Leg stays bent on the right. Left arm reaches over your head, over the ear. Press the pinky toe edge of the left foot down strong. Lift the energy of the left inner thigh. Come up to triangle for me. Lift through your core. Your legs go straight. The arms go to a vertical line. Exhale the abdominals in one more time. Down dog. Good. Second side. Warrior two, left foot. If you find that lovely big lift through the core energy, you come down now light on the left hand, side angle pose. Deep bend in the left knee. Strong reach through the right arm, up and over your ear. Strong commitment of the right pinky toe foot to the earth. So your straight leg is strong and lifting. Lift up through the core to take triangle. Everything reaches out longer. You blossom open. Twist the chest open. Down dog. Bend your knees and jump forward. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale, fold to your legs. Inhale, come up, embrace the sun. Use the heat of the sun to help you sit back to chair. Three breaths. So you draw that heat into your center, strong, fiery abdominals. Exhale, forward bend, great. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Step or jump, chaturanga. Cobra or up dog, you can always do a small back bend when your back is a bit twingy. Exhale, back to down dog. Let's take five breaths in down dog. So a little reminder, whenever you feel your low back pinch, in up dog, in cobra, you can always skip those movements. It's a lot of extreme extension work we do in yoga. So you always do what feels good, what feels healthy, particularly in your low back and knees. You modify as you feel comfortable doing so. It's never wrong to respect a twinge in the knee or the low back or the shoulder. Hey, you've had a break now. Right foot forward, warrior two. Triangle, stretch long, straight legs, straight arms, and then draw the shoulder blades away from the neck. So you lengthen your waist and draw the shoulder blades into the waist. Half moon pose, it's a balancing pose. You look down at the floor, reach your left hand to your hip, it's going to make your balance easier. You have to walk your right fingers out on the floor in front of you as you lift your back leg up. You're going to be standing on your right foot and your right hand for balance. Your left leg is up in the air. Your left heel is in line with your left hip, straight out long. Flex your feet, so push out through both your heels. Pull your toes back on that floating foot. Reach your left arm up just for one breath. The arm goes up long. Your palm faces the same side as your face. Float back to triangle. Good. Down dog. Second side, warrior two, left foot. Triangle, straight legs, straight arms. You feel the support of the imaginary wall behind you. You can draw your low back into that wall behind you. Look down for balance, float up to half moon. The back leg is as high as the hip. Try to stack the hips on top of each other. So you open up your pelvis to lean against the wall. Bring that right hip back a little more, open up the body, reach that right arm up, float back to triangle. Down dog. Let's take a child's pose. Stretch out your low back. Stretch out your hips. And if you want to, you can lean a little bit into one hip, into the other hip. Just move that stretch around a bit. And then press back to down dog. Warrior one, right foot forward. Now your hips and shoulders are square to the front. Bring your palms into prayer at the heart center. Twist across your left elbow to your right knee. You might need to lift the back heel. You can lift the back heel to vertical if you lift it. And you want to keep the back hip and thigh strong. So straighten out that back knee. Come back up to warrior one. From your core, float up. Down dog, good. Second side, warrior one, left foot forward. So you'll feel if you're dropping into your extremities. Right now in warrior one, connect to the trunk of your body, your low belly, your abdominals. So as you come into the twist, palms in prayer, you're initiating from bringing the right side of your belly across. And then if you lift your back heel, your heel is following the intention of your center. So your abs draw in. The inner thigh in the back of the right leg is really toned and strong and stable. And then from your center, you just float back to warrior one. Let your center draw you back up, arms up. Down dog, good. Bend your knees, jump forward. Inhale, lengthen your spine. And exhale, fold to your legs. Inhale, come up. Palms in prayer at the heart center. Feet together, knees tight together. You're going to twist in chair. So you sit back deep. Draw the abdominals in so your low back is long. And exhale as you twist your left elbow to your right knee. Imagine someone's holding your hips steady. So the hips don't come with you. They're stable. And the body, the belly, the ribs, the shoulders, they twist. Exhale, forward bend with straight legs. Inhale, come all the way up. You have the second side to go. Palms in prayer at the heart. Sit back deep. Exhale, twist right elbow to left thigh. If you press your palms and then gently draw the shoulder blades into the waist, you can reach your chest a little bit up and a little bit forward. Exhale, forward bend, straight legs. Inhale, lengthen your spine. And exhale, touch the earth. Inhale, lengthen. Step or jump back, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Warrior two, right foot. The next one, it's important to really find your core energy. So we're taking reverse warrior two. Keep your front thigh bent deep. Turn your palms to face the ceiling. Arch up and back. So you reach your right arm up. You look up. The arm is reaching up and behind you. The palm faces the floor behind you. You protect the low back by drawing the abdominals in, by squeezing the low part of your buttock and your hamstring, especially on that left leg. Exhale, down dog. Second side, warrior two. You've got a deep committed bend in the front thigh. You've got a strong lift in the low belly, like a hand is beneath your navel, just pushing your abs straight up. Use your abs to push your abs straight up. Turn your palms to the sky. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, arc back. It's a long, lovely, smooth movement. The front knee stays bent deep and it stays pointing straight ahead. Exhale, down dog. Good. Rock forward to plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Exhale, back to down dog. Bend your knees and jump. Lengthen your spine as you inhale. Exhale, fold to your legs. Inhale, come up. And exhale, palms in heart. Find your perfect vertical line from heels through crown of your head. You're tall, you're perfectly balanced. And from here you'll take tree, vrikshasana. Your right foot comes in to the thigh. So you place the sole of your right foot to the left upper inner thigh. You can bring those palms into prayer at the heart and again reconnect to this perfect balance of energy. Once you've found this trunk energy, grow your branches. Try to draw the shoulder blades into the body as much as you're reaching the hands up. You've got two directions of energy. Bring the palms into prayer in front of your heart again. Point your knee straight forward on the right leg. Hook the inside edge of your right big toe. Your right index finger and middle finger hold the inside of the toe and you stretch your leg straight out in front of you. We're adding on to tree. Just another balancing pose. Lift the chest, ground through that left heel, and then exhale, forward bend. Just bring your legs straight down. You're in a forward bend. Both your feet on the floor, both your legs straight. roll up through your spine, one vertebra at a time to get back up. You have the second side to go. Find your perfect vertical line of energy from the heels to the head, up through the sky. And then bring the left foot up, pressing the left sole of your foot to the right inner thigh. Try to keep your right hip stable and back as you open your left knee to the side. Grow your branches. When you feel the trunk of your tree is steady, the arms go up like branches. If you have very loose shoulders, you can bring the palms into prayer. But if you've got a bit of tightness there, the hands can be as wide as the shoulders, and then draw the blades down your back. Good. Now let's hook that toe. Point your left knee straight forward so you pivot the leg in the socket. Hook the inside edge of your left foot. Stretch the leg long. So now your left leg points straight ahead. Lift the chest up. Ground the right heel. You can put that right hand on your hip for a little bit of extra balance. And then exhale, forward bend. Bring the leg down. And take your feet as wide as your mat. Have a lovely wide forward bend. Let's take Malasana. It's just like you were squatting in the outdoors if there were no chairs. Bring your bottom down, keep your heels down. So with Malasana, you bring the bottom down, you bring the elbows inside the knees. You can turn the feet out a little bit, but try to have them as close to parallel as you can. If your heels won't reach the floor, try to go wider. If that still doesn't work, you can fold up the back of your mat under it or stick a pillow under your heels. Just breathe here. You drop your tailbone down, you lift your chest up. You bring the palms into prayer right at the center of your heart. Push your hands together, push your elbows into the inside thigh and squash your thighs under your arms. So it's a very active pose. Can you bring your chest up and forward a little bit? As you squeeze your inner thighs right down near your buttocks, that root lock again. The root lock pushes your spine longer, even in this funny small position. Good. Exhale, forward bend. Parallel the feet as you take a forward bend, straight legs. Keep your right foot forward. Place it to the center of the mat, though, so just step it to the center. And bring your left foot back. So you're in a long stance, maybe 3.5 or 4 feet. Keep your fingertips on the floor and just straighten out both your legs. You'll feel this in the hamstring of the front leg, maybe the calf of the back leg. Now the desired goal here would be to have 2 straight legs. The back heel would be down. The back foot is not immediately behind the front foot, it's slightly out to the side. You'd move your left foot a little bit to the left, and you would turn the back toes out a little bit. Try to get your hips square. Imagine I've got a cup of tea, and I want to rest it on your low back. You probably need to bring the right hip a little bit up, the right belly a little bit up. You'll feel if you're square or not. If you can't tell, you can put your hand back there. Just breathe in this one. You want to have a completely straight front knee. If your front knee is not straight, this is a time when a prop would be handy. You can use a book, you could put a small chair, you could put a yoga block. You just want to have your hands on something to ease the balance of the pose. Ground the back heel, locate your center line of energy and roll up through your spine. Switch your feet. Left foot comes forward, right foot steps back, exactly the same setup. Front foot points straight ahead. Back foot is a little bit off to the right, the toes are slightly turned out, and when you hinge forward, both your legs are straight. If you're having trouble getting down on this side, just make sure that you didn't take a wider stance than before. Make sure that the feet have a little bit of distance between them, side to side. And then, you know, you might find that you have different links in hamstring. Everybody's a little bit asymmetrical, so you just breathe. Work in pressing that back heel down. Really try to work at straightening the front knee. If you're gripping your neck, try to let your head go for a few breaths. Find your core energy, the back of the inner thighs, the low belly, and roll up from there, one piece of your spine at a time. Step your back foot forward, Tadasana, mountain pose. Feet together, arms by your side. Close your eyes and breathe. Please turn to your left. Take your feet wide. So you'll turn to the left, step your feet wide on your mat. Feet are parallel. So you want to line up your big toes. Good. Take them as wide as you can. Let's see. Everybody cheats with this, yeah? So if you take your arms out long, if you dropped a string from your wrist, your feet should be at least that wide. And then with your feet parallel, the four corners of the feet nice and evenly pressing, bow forward. Stretch the spine long forward, stretch the sitting bones up and back, and then bring the fingertips to the floor in line with your big toes. So the hands can go directly beneath the shoulders, but just have the fingertips on the same line as the toe tips. Straight knees. Every time you inhale, fill up the back and side ribs. Every time you exhale, gently draw the belly into the body. If your feet are slipping, all you need to do is really firmly hug the inner thighs, ground the four edges of your feet. Let's take a little twist here. You're going to inhale, bring yourself up to a flat back. Place a right hand directly beneath the chest on the floor and twist to the left. So your hand is right beneath your chest and twist the body. Again, imagine your hips are stable, like I'm holding both your hips, and you can then with freedom wring your belly, your shoulders, your ribs. Everything spins towards the left and the left arm goes up. Your left palm is facing the left direction. Reach out through the crown of your head. And then gently untwist to change sides. Square through the hips. It's the body that rings. The belly moves, the rib cage moves, the shoulders move. Reach out through the crown of your head. Keep lifting the left hip a little bit up so it doesn't come with you in the twist. And gently untwist. I want you to walk your fingers to face the front and spin your right foot to face the front. You come into a lunge, so you can bring your back knee down. Left knee touches the floor. Point your left foot. Let's get a lovely big stretch in your hip flexor, your psoas. With your fingertips on the floor, I want you to press your pelvis down, like you're trying to reach your pubic bone to the earth. If you gently engage the buttock on the left leg, that's going to help you stretch out the front of the left hip. The body's pretty simple. If you squeeze and shorten one thing, you lengthen something else. Squeeze your buttock, release your hip flexor. Now curl your back toes. Lift your back knee off the floor, but squeeze your buttock as you do it. Pull your abs in as you do it. You imagine this extension from the inside thigh of that left leg out through the arch and out through the heel. Simultaneously, pull the abdominals in. And then gently change sides. Left foot forward, right knee comes down. You want to have a big, long stance. Make sure that your front knee is right above your ankle. It doesn't overshoot your toes. You press your pubic bone way down to the earth. You point that back knee and point the back foot and push them to the floor as you squeeze the right buttock. And then draw the abdominals in. When you're ready, you're still very strong in the core. So you curl the back toes, you lift the back knee. Again, scoop the abs in, squeeze the right buttock. Stretch out through the crown of the head. Stretch your tailbone out through the back heel. Press back to a down dog. Walk your hands and feet together to the middle of your mat. Sit down in the middle of your mat. Let's open up your hips. We'll open up your hips some more. You're going to sit with your right ankle crossed on top of your left knee. This is called ankle to knee pose sometimes because it's exactly that. You cross the top leg so that literally your ankle joint's above your knee joint and then cross the bottom leg. You put your left ankle underneath your right knee. Your shins are stacked like two pieces of wood. You're going to be tempted to tuck your left foot back to your bum. Bring your left foot forward so it's underneath your right knee. You're literally stacked, ankle on top of knee, knee hovering above ankle. And you try to bring the shins down together. Once you feel like you've got your shins on top of each other close and your knees and ankles as close as they're going to get, yes, it's a big stretch in your hips and buttocks, you have to flex your foot. I want you to push out through your heels and pull your toes back. I want you to feel even weight in your sitting bones. If it doesn't actually happen, at least you know that's your goal. Your two sitting bones are even. Your waist is long and even. Your low back is long and in and up. And then exhale, hinge forward. Take your time. Breathe. Move your hands forward and bow your body forward and down. Yes, hip stretches are intense. I don't mind how much intensity you feel in your hips and butt. That's fine. The only thing that's ever a concern is your knee. If your knee hurts, you want to back off. You can tuck a little washcloth, like a towel, a dish towel, in the crack of your knee behind it. That can help your knee. If that doesn't help, then you should just wait for the next thing we do. It's time to change sides. Okay. Put your left ankle on top of your right knee. And yeah, you got to flex the foot. Bring your bottom ankle underneath your top knee. So you're literally stacked. Ankle on top of knee joint above ankle joint, shins on top of each other. And yes, you're sitting evenly on your two sitting bones. And you will feel it more intensely if you flex your feet. But what's good about flexing your feet is that it protects your knee. So even though it makes your butt hurt more, which is okay, actually, it will help your knee out. So you want to push through the heel and pull your toes back. Just breathe. And of course, as you can, incrementally bow forward. Breathing. Keep the length in your low back. When you bow forward, you try not to collapse forward. And then gently inhale, come up, straighten out both your legs and lie on your back. Take a few moments just to lie here and feel this extra prana that's circulating in your body. All that breathing, all that moving, all that heat. In Sanskrit, the word tapas often refers to self-effort, the kind of the heat, the energy of your own self-effort. Let's take a nice twist to open up your low back, your chest. Bend your knees in and take them to a tabletop. So your knees are together, your ankles are together. And now just take your arms out by your side. They're just resting on the floor. Your elbows are at shoulder height. And then just take your arms at a right angle. So you're sort of like a cactus on the floor. Elbows are on the floor, your hands are back on the floor, your palms are facing the sky. As you drop your knees over to the right, just turn your head to the left in a lovely big twist. As you exhale, really try to feel the breath allow the shoulders to drop back to the floor. Really reach that left shoulder down your back. Gently press your left shoulder to the floor. And using your abdominals, bring the knees back to center. And then drop them the other way, your knees all the way to the left as you exhale. And if your right shoulder came up, that's okay. Take a couple of breaths where you gently exhale and draw the right shoulder back to the earth. Bring the knees up. Give them a little bit of a squeeze. Hug the knees in just to relax the back. Hug the right knee in with your hands and press the left leg long and straight to the earth. And then gently switch sides. And then switch again. This time, extend the right leg to the sky. There's two important things here. There's the grounding side and there's the extending side. So the grounded side, the left side, is active. Your left foot is right beneath the hip socket, so the leg doesn't angle out. It drops straight down from your hip. If your back is flat to the floor, then you're in the position of someone who's standing up and tucking, slumping. What I want you to do is reach your tailbone down towards your left foot and resume your natural back curve. You want your low back a little bit off the floor. So you want to tip your pelvis long, find your neutral spine or your gentle natural low back curve, and you have to hold that shape of your low back with your long, lovely core muscles. Everything stays like that as you work the leg, the right leg, in. If you work the right leg in and you flatten out your back, all you did was tuck your pelvis to get your leg up. So maintain the length of your spine, the length of your waist, and then bring the leg to wherever it genuinely can go. Point and flex your foot a few times and feel that connective tissue all the way through the calf, the foot, up into the thigh. Do a couple of circles each way. And then switch sides. Press the right leg to the earth and lift the left one in. Remembering that the grounded leg is important. So you're pressing the right leg to the earth, really long out of its socket. Reach from your hip socket down through the heel. And as you lift the left leg up, be aware that you didn't scrunch up the left side of your body. Reach your left hip away from your left armpit. So your waist is long and even on both sides. Your spine is long. Your low back has a natural curve. So press your pubic bone away from you. There's a diamond of energy from your navel to your pubic bone, from hip to hip. It should be nice and scooped out and flat and deep. So you keep your pelvis down long and then you stretch that leg in, pointing and flexing a couple of times. Maybe circle the ankle a couple of times. And then stretch the leg down. We're going to do a couple of gentle back bends. You have options. For those of you out there who love to do full wheel and you have no low back issues and no wrist issues, then you do full wheel. But for everybody else, I'm going to cue you to do a bridge. Your feet are as wide as your hips and they're parallel. With your arms by your side, you should be able to almost touch your heels, not quite. Everybody be aware of those deep abdominal muscles between the pubic bone and the navel, that core energy, your Mula Bandha. It's part of your back bend. So as you press your hips up and you press your arms to the floor, you scoop in and connect to this deep core energy. The ribs actually reach towards the navel, that last floating rib right above your belly. It's connected into the body. The navel is connected into the body. I'm of the school of thought that you need to use your buttocks to push your hips up. They should not be soft and loose. They shouldn't be gripped, but they should be toned, particularly the lower part near your hamstring, near the back of your thigh. So that area where your bottom and your leg meet, that low part of your bottom helps push your hips up and then stretch the energy out through your knees. You open up the collarbones, you widen the front chest, and then slowly articulate down through your spine. You have one more back bend to go. You might want to do that same one again, which is a lovely, gentle, but strong bridge. If you like to do full wheel, but you want a reminder, your hands go back behind your shoulders. Your fingers point towards your own body, like towards your bum. You lift the hips, you press through the hands, you come all the way up. So your legs are long, your arms are long, and you're on your hands and your feet. That's full wheel. To get out of the low back, you have to pump your heart away from your own feet. Shift your weight towards your head direction. Curl your head back, the top of your head, towards your own bottom. Keep scooping your abdominals in. You keep your waist long. And when you're ready, you slowly come down. And once you're down, you take a little counter stretch. Gently bring the knees in. And then slowly massage the back by rocking side to side. Now, a big counter position is halasana or plow. You're going to take your feet up and over your head. So if you're at home, you know, make sure you don't knock your feet into the couch or something. You'd be down enough on your mat so that as you press your arms into the floor and you pick your feet up and over your head, your weight is on your shoulders, on the back of your arms. Your head is on the floor, but your neck is not really on the floor. Your neck vertebra don't like to be flat. They have a natural curve. So you maintain the curve of your neck by pushing the head to the earth, pushing the shoulders to the earth. That action will lift your neck vertebra. Your chin is not squashed to your chest. There's a little gap between the chin and the chest. The legs are long and straight. The feet are behind you, over your head. You look straight up. You do not turn your head in this position. You look straight up with the neck straight on the body. Very slowly roll down through your spine. When your hips touch, you might like to bend your knees and put your feet on the floor. And when your feet are on the floor with your knees bent, take your feet as wide as your mat. We'll do windshield wiper pose just to loosen up your hips. All you have to do is take your arms like a cactus. Your feet are wide, your knees are pointing to the sky, and like windshield wipers, flop your knees to the right, and then bring them up and flop them to the left. Two more times each way. And then hug those knees in to roll up to sitting. You'll finish with a couple of seated twists. You want to be far enough back on your mat that when you straighten out both your legs, you've got some padding under your heels. Both your legs are straight out in front of you. Toes point to the ceiling. Heels reach away. Your knees point straight up. I want you to bring the left foot into your right inner thigh. So you just flop your left knee out to the side. Janeya Shirsasana, it's a Sanskrit name for this. Sit right up on the bones of your bum, so think really tall. Ground your seat, press the straight leg into the earth. Ground that bent side hip as well. Inhale, both your arms up. Exhale, twist your waist towards the straight leg and just bring yourself down. Bring that right hand to the floor by your knee and push and twist. Grab your ankle with your left hand. Bring the chest down towards the straight thigh. So with any twist, you're trying to keep the hips steady as you wring out your body. Keep the left hip back and down. Wring your body across. Pull your right toes back towards your face and have them vertical. Good. Inhale, come up. Let's change sides. Left leg goes out straight. Right foot to the thigh, right knee just flops open. Get right up on the points of your sitting bones. Notice if you're slumping back and pull your buttock flesh out of the way so you're on the pointy parts of your bottom. Inhale, reach your arms up. Lift your waist and exhale, twist towards your straight leg. That left hand can push on the floor and help you twist your shoulders a bit. Let the right hand grab the outside of the foot or the shin. Really bring the chest and belly across and down. Keep your left foot pointing straight to the sky. Keep your left thigh down and your left knee straight. Gently draw the shoulder blades out of the neck. And inhale, come up. Good. Take your legs into a wide V. So you're sitting on the points of your bum. Your legs are straight. Your toes are pointing to the sky. You're in a big old V position. Now, if you have tight hamstrings or a tight low back, you might feel kind of slouched back. You got to pull your buttock flesh out of the way behind you. Get on the points of your bum. Your legs are, you know, very wide, but not unsafely wide. Pull your toes back. Press your thighs down to the earth. Inhale your arms up and exhale, reach forward. Pinning your buttocks to the floor and stretching your spine up and out of your hips. Reaching your waist long and drawing your chest towards the floor. Knees are straight. The head of the thigh bone way up near the hip, it's down to the earth. Keep pulling the toes back. And inhale, come up. Soles of the feet together. Cobbler's pose. Knees are open. Feet are touching sole to sole. You can hold onto your ankles. And then inhale, lift your waist. Exhale, reach your waist long and hinge forward from the waist. Notice if as you go forward, you kind of crumple round and forward. I want you to lift your low back. Take all that length with you as you come forward. Resist the temptation to sink in the low back. Gentle pressure at the soles of the feet can help you open your knees more. Even the elbows can press a little and help you open the knees more. Good. Inhale, come up. Stretch both legs out straight. Last thing before Shavasana. Legs are together. Pull your toes back so your toes point to the sky, especially the pinky toe side of your foot. Draw that edge back to you as if you were standing on your feet. They're lovely and flat and tall. Thigh bones are down. You're right on the points of your bottom. Inhale your arms up. Can you lift your low belly to lift the low waist? Hinge straight forward. So you lengthen the low waist and low belly to bring them down close to the thighs. Press the head of the thigh bone down to the earth. The back of the knee is straight. The knees point straight to the sky, so do the toes. So you're aligning everything in your legs and your low back. Relax the neck, relax the head. One more breath. And you'll inhale, come up. Bend your knees for a well-deserved Shavasana, corpse pose. When you lie in corpse pose, there's a couple of lovely tricks to know. If you put something underneath your kneecaps, like a roll thing, like a big fat pillow, that sometimes releases the low back. If you have any low back pinching, stick a big cushion under your knees. You know, if you've got a little bit of neck ache, it's nice to support the head and neck with a small pillow. Shavasana is your chance to surrender, to reconnect to the peace and spaciousness of letting go to grace. You feel your inhalation, it flows through your body. You feel the prana, the shiny, bright energy of your breath. And when you exhale, feel that tongue settle in the floor of your mouth. Feel the eyes quiet and heavy in your head. You'll be here for 3 minutes, just you and your breath. Very slowly, be aware of the sounds around you and feel how you can allow your senses to simultaneously turn outward and yet still remain connected to the awareness of your center. There's this inner landscape that you're always inhabiting. Even as you begin to acknowledge again the external landscape. You'll roll gently to your side. Just take your time. You can lie in fetal position. And let your arms help you as you slowly come up to sitting. And you'll sit with your legs crossed. Take a moment to really reach your sitting bones into the support of the earth. And feel how you can draw energy up your spine, getting taller, open through the front chest, full in the low back. And bring the palms into prayer at your heart center. In remembrance of your own divinity, of the support of grace, of the play of the Shakti, the divine energy. Let's bow our minds towards our heart. Namaste.